Well, now we're going to get a little bit serious. The trial is getting underway this week. Yesterday is for a Little Falls man who said he killed two teenagers in self-defense. And so we asked the question, how does one defend Byron Smith, who is free on bond, by the way, walked into court, didn't have much to say yesterday. And he said, my lawyer says there's an order. I cannot talk. It was Thanksgiving Day in 2012. And when these two teenagers broke into his house and he shot them. Bruce Quick is with Vogel Law Firm. He is a defense attorney and he joins us now on KFGO with some help understanding this. Bruce, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
In Minnesota, under Minnesota law, what does a person have a right to do when it comes to protecting their home?
Well, this case, and I think most states are very similar in this regard, is going to turn on the reasonableness of the defendant's conduct. You certainly have a right to defend your person and your property, and if somebody's breaking into your home, even deadly force, you know, could be appropriate in certain circumstances. But the jury will be given detailed instructions on what's excessive and what's reasonable. At the end of the day, they're going to have to decide if what this gentleman did was reasonable or not.
And he is, I read one story where he was charged with second-degree murder, but I've also read that he's facing two counts of premeditated first-degree murder.
I have not actually looked up the charging document. If that's true, the grand jury in Minnesota would have had to indict him. A first-degree can only be charged by grand jury. So if that's true, the grand jury must have indicted him.
Well, all right. Very good. That is the story from 18 hours ago. He faces two counts of premeditated first degree murder.
Okay.
So that's a pretty big jump, isn't it, from preventing a felony in your home to first degree premeditated murder?
It is.
But one came in and he shot that one. Well, you go ahead and describe what happened.
All I know is what's in the Associated Press story that I read today, which indicated that the defendant was also the victim of some burglaries in his home, and he had installed some security measures to deal with this because he thought it was going to reoccur, and then these people broke into his home, and the allegation is he shot both of them multiple times.
And so what the prosecutors are trying to say is that he went too far.
Exactly.
In your opinion, did he go too far?
Well, if this story is accurate, and looking at it strictly as a matter of law, yes, I think he did go too far. But the jury is going to have to make that decision. And although jurors take an oath to follow the law, and I think they do a very good job in this part of the country in following the law, they're going to look at everything. And so what the defense in this particular case will do, will try to emphasize that this guy was a victim, not a defendant, and that people had broken into his house multiple times in the past, and emphasize those facts, that he had a right to defend himself. What the prosecutor will do is acknowledge that some things had happened to this fellow in the past, but that did not give him the right to do what was done here. And according to the article, it sounds like he dimmed the lights, or you know, took them the lights out so the people couldn't see him, that sort of thing, and then lied in wait. The biggest problem for the defense in this particular case, it sounds like there's an execution shot into the second victim after she was laying there incapacitated.
Right. So the boy entered first. He shot him. He dragged his body into the basement, and then he waited for the other teen. That teen came down the steps, and then he fired again repeatedly. What about the behavior where it wasn't reported until the next day? Where actually he stayed in this house that night with those two dead bodies in it?
Yeah. I mean, certainly the defense will argue that he was distraught and upset and wasn't thinking clearly. The prosecution will argue that that was evidence that what he did was wrong and he was trying to come up with a strategy.
Hmm. How did he ultimately call the police? Do you know? Was he the one or was...
The newspaper article indicates that he reports it to a neighbor who calls.
Okay, so then the neighbor reported some suspicious activity going on there. And
yeah.
Byron Smith, as I remember from this event a couple of years ago, spoke rather freely to police that day, or the next day, I should say. Will those words be brought into court and could those ultimately hurt him?
Yeah, I suspect you will hear those in opening statement, closing argument, and through several witnesses. But yes, he had made quotes that he had a good, clean finishing shot, and you know, quotes along those lines. And yes, that would that would, I think, be used by the prosecution, and that will hurt him.
Bruce, as I recall, and perhaps the most recent article doesn't include that, but as I recall, there was, I think as Sandy alluded to, there was recording equipment, et cetera, set up. And I remember, I hope it is in this case, that after the shooting, he referenced the girl, called her a bitch after he was, while he was shooting her. And I think that was a part of the record.
The one quote that I read is that he's telling her that you're dying as the shots are being fired, or maybe the last shot was being fired. I don't recall the other comment. But
but that sort of thing also could be entered into evidence, couldn't it? The recorded devices?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, that's unusual in a criminal case that the actual conduct will be either audio or videotaped. But if that exists, that certainly will be exhibit number one for the prosecutor.
Both of these two, and 17, Nick Brady was 17 years old. Haley Kiefer was 18. They were cousins. Mm-hmm. And in this close-knit community in Little Falls of about 8,000 people, just to refresh your memory a little bit about it, there was quite a lot of emotion that was stirred up in that community. It was Thanksgiving Day. There was a lot of emotion about it. There was a lot of anger. There was so much sadness. There was a lot of community love for these two kids.
Yeah, what I've read is it's kind of a mixed bag.
Right.
They were talked about being involved in extracurricular activities. They'd worked at several jobs locally. People knew them.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were some additional facts that came out indicating that their car was containing prescription drugs that had been stolen from other home burglaries.
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's kind of a mixed bag.
Were they armed?
I do not believe that they were.
No, I don't believe they were armed at all. So,
and of course, the defense will argue here that he did not know that. If you're in your home and somebody's breaking into your home, you have no idea what their motive and purpose is and whether or not they are armed.
Sure, certainly. So what the jury is going to have to ultimately do, and this trial is in, let's see, where is it? It is in, is it in Little Falls or is it in the Twin Cities?
I don't think they transferred.
I don't think they did either. I think it is indeed in that area. So they are in the jury process, the jury choosing process now. How long do you think this trial might last, Bruce?
It depends on how long the jury selection takes. And that's a really interesting question, because this is a situation where both the prosecutor and the defense could have moved for a change of venue and both elected not to.
Wow. That is why. That's very interesting.
I think both thought they probably had the advantage by not transferring venue.
Sure.
So if jury selection takes several days, then the trial would start after that. And something like this could easily take a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. The attorney for Mr. Smith says, I have a lot of faith in the people of the community, so I don't have a lot of questions to ask when talking about the jury. He says, I tried this case in front of 12 NRA board members. That was that a smart thing to say for an attorney? This is from a story from WCCO, and I believe it is CBS Minnesota, WCCO TV and radio.
Yeah. You know, I suspect that what they've done to determine whether or not they wanted to make a motion to change venues, they've done some polling up there and determined that this was probably a good place to try the case. And the prosecutors, I'm not sure if they would do polling or not, but they certainly normally would have their pulse on the, you know, the community, the finger on the pulse of the community up there. So this will be real interesting to see what happens.
It is indeed. We do know from this story that I found part of the jury was selected yesterday, and at least one of them is a member of the NRA.
Okay.
So,
and that wouldn't be unusual in North Dakota to find many members in our smaller communities and large communities that are members of the NRA.
Do you think Byron Smith will take the stand in his own defense?
Again, it's just speculation on my part, but I would have to say yes.
Would you put him on the stand? Would you want him to go on the stand?
In a case like this, you almost have to have him take the stand.
Mm-hmm. He's going to have to explain his behavior, and he's going to have to probably explain to them why it sounds like he shot one of them execution style after they were already shot.
He's going to have to explain that he was terrified and didn't know who was coming down the stairs. And there were multiple people and he was alone and he's an older man. Yes.
Why he laid in wait.
And you also want to get all the good guy facts before the jury, assuming that he has no priors and he's got a favorable biography prior to this. You're going to want to get all those facts in the record. And the best way to do that is probably through him as well.
Will this be precedent setting, do you think, in Minnesota? I mean, no matter how this case goes, if he's found guilty or not, it would seem so, because it will really set a standard, will it not, Bruce?
Well, these facts are, if again, they're as alleged in this story, are very extreme. I mean, it's not that uncommon where you have shootings in someone's home, and there was a case not very long ago in Clay County where where that happened, and no charges were actually brought in that particular case. But this one is so different because of the multiple shots.
I'd like to throw out a little hyperbole here. If the man who was on trial had been, and I'm hypothesizing completely, had been drunk on his behind when he did that, had he called law enforcement at that time and they had come immediately, would that, and of course, hypothesis again, would that have affected the way the law would have looked at it? And I'm trying to figure out why he waited until tomorrow to call.
I mean, I think it would affect how reasonable his behavior is. That if he would have called immediately, somebody's breaking into my home, I don't know what to do, I'm frightened, I have a gun, what should I do? And the 911 operator is trying to walk him through that, and then all of a sudden shots are fired. You know, that would be a totally different circumstance than what's alleged here. I mean, here he alleged that this had happened before, and so he was going to take care of the problem himself, essentially.
Was he home when it happened the other times? I don't know
that. I don't believe he was.
Okay. Which is why he put up the cameras and why he put up the security system.
Right. I mean, this story, according to the defense attorney, said that his home had been broken into a half a dozen times in the months prior to the shooting.
Wow. Well, that won't be hard prove, correct?
No, that won't be hard to prove. I assume he reported that or certainly could testify to it, or someone could.
Well, Bruce Quick, thank you for your expert opinion today on KFGO. And we will watch closely this trial as it unfolds and what it means for people in Minnesota and maybe even around the country. Bruce Quick with the Vogel Law Firm, a defense attorney in town. Thank you so much, Bruce.
You're welcome.